Festival Day here in our temple. Thank you also for those of us, for those of you who join us online. It's a great pleasure that you have all come, and perhaps if you think a little bit deeply, perhaps you have not even come on your own. Perhaps you have been called to come. You felt perhaps a little voice which said, okay, today they celebrate Gopurnim in the temple. Let me forget the past. Let me join. Let me also celebrate. Because, you know, in Krishna consciousness, there's always a spiritual dimension, always an ultimate dimension, always a dimension that is always true. And that is that we as souls have a longing, a desire to connect with something much bigger than us. God, Krishna, our unique mission in life, our Dharma. We have this calling in us, and sometimes this calling is stronger. And those of you who have heard the calling and not ignored it, you are very, very fortunate. In our scriptures, it is said when someone hears a calling, he needs help. He needs the help of scriptures, which give some knowledge, and he needs the help of saintly people to move forward. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was speaking about the need of help on the spiritual path by giving an interesting analogy. He said, the living entity or the soul in this world is like someone who has lost his father and mother. Obviously, this doesn't refer to our biological parents. This refers to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Mother. And we are unfortunate because of that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says we are like a poor man who is there and is miserable. He has no idea where his father and his mother are. They are absent in his life, and he's distressed. At that time, something beautiful happens. An astrologer turns up at the house of the poor man. He knocks at the door, and the poor man opens the door and says, oh, who are you? And the astrologer answers, I'm Savagya. Savagya means know-it-all. I'm Savagya, and I have come to give you very, very good news. There's something that you can do to get to come out of this distress of your godless situation where you feel God is so far from you. You can do something so that you are very far close to the Lord again. And then he begins to explain. Vedeya patigya rakibara tare rukmavana viprasuta mahaprabhu name nadiya mataya sangvaye avaduta. Yes, song. The world should sing more, no? He says, to fulfill the prophecies of the Vedas, the Lord has appeared with a golden complexion as a son of a Brahmana, and his name is Mahaprabhu. He has driven all of Nadia mad with prema or love, and he has come in the company of his brother, the Avaduta Nityananda. So here are the good news. In the darkness of the material world, the Lord has made an avatar. His name is Mahaprabhu. In the Svetashvatara Upanishad, it is said that the Lord, who is known by the name Mahaprabhu, is prophesied in all the Vedic scriptures. And he has come. How does he look? He has a golden complexion. There in the Mukunda Upanishad, there is a prophecy about this. When someone makes contact with the Golden Lord, who is the supreme controller and the source of everything, such people become wise. Anyone who makes contact with this Golden Lord becomes free from the reaction of both his pious and impious karma. And anyone who comes in contact with the Supreme Lord reaches an inner balance. It's called equanimity. So these are the prophecies of the Vedic scriptures of the all-knowing astrologer. He says, go to this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is prophesied in the Vedas. Go and make contact with him, because then you will become free from your chains, these things which hold you, these things which force you to say yes when your soul says no. Have you ever been in this situation that you do know from deep inside, now let me not do it, but your mind and your senses say yes? Or have you been in the other situation where the soul says, do this, do this, do this, and your mind screams at you, no, I don't want to do this, I don't want to listen. I know some of you, if I just say one sentence spiritual, they will revolt. Yes, I know, I'm studying this over years. It is, the soul knows it, but the mind and the intelligence remain trapped by what brings suffering to them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has addressed this. He gives something wonderful to us, which helps us to say yes when our soul says yes, and which helps us to say no when our soul says no. And that is prema, or love, or a higher taste, and a deep, deep, deep inner ecstasy, which is all what we require, the higher taste. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How can we understand him? The scriptures encourage us to think a little bit deeply. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna who have become one. Now normally when two people come together, you have four eyes, two mouths, four ears, four hands, four legs, no? But when Radha and Krishna come together as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has one mouth, two eyes, two ears, two hands, two legs. How can you understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is both Radha and Krishna together? Well, you can understand it a little bit like this. When two fragrances mix together, for instance, a rose fragrance and jasmine fragrance, they become one fragrance. No? In the same way, when Radha and Krishna come together, they become one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu historically alone, that he appeared 500 years or so, you have to understand him through the bhava. The love of Radha and the love of Krishna have come together and built one complex personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is in Vrindavan, there is one wonderful holy place. It is called Imlitala. Who of you has been in Imlitala? Or some of you? It is said this Imlitala place is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Listen how this came about. During the time when Krishna had called Radha and the gopis for the rasa dance, there was a moment when Radharani was absent from the dance. So Krishna went to a tree, big tree, who was standing on the banks of the Jamuna, and he thought to himself, without Radha, I feel my life is incomplete. Without Radha, I have no interest in performing the rasa dance with the millions of other gopis. And he sat there under this banyan tree, and he began to chant Radha, Radha, Radha. Maybe you want to chant also. Radha, Radha, Radha. And as he chanted the sacred name of his dearmost devotee, he became so much filled with the love of Radharani that his bodily complexion, which is siam colored or black colored, turned and he became golden colored. I think we know this in this world when we are thinking of someone and all of a sudden our neighbor says, I'm thinking you think of so and so, then we turn maybe red because we did not wish our neighbor to see us thinking of that someone, especially if our neighbor is married to us, no? Then we are turning red. So we have some experience of changing our color. But did you know that God also changes his color? But it's not in such an embarrassing way as we turn our color. Krishna thought of Radha, and all of a sudden he turned golden. And this is the personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Krishna inside. He is Krishna inside, who is thinking of his foremost devotee, Radharani. And he has a question. He has a question. What does Radha feel when she is together with me? What does she think is so special about me? How does she perceive me? And in this way, thinking of Radha, Krishna had become golden. Golden to find out about love. So, Radharani's love has two aspects. One aspect, and we need to understand it in order to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's inside Krishna and outside Radha. One aspect of Radharani's love is that it's exclusively for Krishna. Only Krishna. She only thinks of Krishna. She doesn't look at anyone else than Krishna, and therefore her eyes are blue. They are blue. Dark blue. And Radharani dresses in a blue sari, because she thinks of Krishna, who is darkish blue. And but there is another aspect of Radharani's love, and that is that she loves that she loves all the living entities all the living beings in this world, because she understands they are part and parcel of Krishna, and they suffer because they are separated from Krishna, and Krishna's desire is also that they come back to me. So Radha loves also all living beings. Therefore her name is Karuna Vitrava Deha. Her whole body is melting from compassion. And this is also the best way to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has two types of love. One love that is exclusively for Krishna. And the other is the love which is for the living entities who are part of Krishna but who are separated from him. In the first type of love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be totally absorbed, and sometimes you could say mad or overwhelmed with feelings for Krishna. He would be in his little room in the Gambira in Jagannath Puri, and he would spend the night there. There was one devotee with him who took care that he would not hurt himself. And this room was locked, and it was surrounded by two high walls. But all of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotee would wake up in the room, and he would not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere. The Lord had somehow moved out of this room. The Lord saw a path which led to the banks of the Yamuna, and he rushed down this path. And because he is a spiritual personality, he would just without effort walk through the walls and walk through the closed doors, and his devotees would find him before the temple of Lord Jagannath, lying there, hardly breathing, in the deepest states of ecstasy. So his mind was exclusively fixed on Krishna. But there is also this other aspect of him. I want to read something about this to you. Where Lord Chaitanya is totally interested to save the fallen conditioned souls. There is a description in a book I have never seen before. It's called Gaura Krishna Daya. And here in this book it is described how Lord Chaitanya would travel through the south. He was wearing half a red cloth. In other words, the cloth would just cover him, you know, part of his legs and his waist, and he was wearing a water pot, and he was only accompanied by one servant, and he would always chant Krishna, Krishna. Or Krishna Achyuta. Anyone who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tall personality with a golden body, would develop a similar taste for Krishna. He would become mad and with love. With the gait of a lion, he had a very strong step. He went through India, and he came to various temples where he was so blissful and danced before the altar, and people would come around him and watch him going into ecstasy. So there was one temple on the path where the temple where one form of Krishna Kurma was worshipped, and when Lord Chaitanya came into the village, everyone was overwhelmed by two things. First of all, the effulgence which came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and second, the love which came out of his being, and so on. When in the morning the Lord left, his host, the Koma Brahmana, said, "O Gora Chandra of excellent qualities, O ocean of good qualities, please protect me, let me go with you." But Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, no, you stay where you are, you take care of your family, and you should read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You should chant the holy name and call your neighbors together. That's better." So, but then he left. He went on to the next place. Now, in this village, there was a leper called Vasudev, a helpless neighbor, he's described. He was helpless because he barely could move on his own. This Vasudev had open wounds in which worms were living. And it is said he was so charitable, so kind, that whenever a worm would fall out of the wound, he would take him, pick him up and put him back in the wound, thinking that I'm not doing any service. Let me at least feed some hungry living entities here. In the early morning, this leper somehow, moving on all his four things, came to the house of the Brahmana where Lord Chaitanya had stayed overnight. He wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he arrived, he heard that the Lord had left very early. So he was so overcome with misery that he rolled on the ground crying, "Oh Lord, protect me!" I'm reading here from this text to you. Now, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and Krishna lives out, is outside of us, but he is also inside of us. Maybe sometimes you can feel that there is the Lord in the heart, and you can feel some inspiration coming from him. That's also Krishna, no? Krishna is not just outside. He's not just on the altar. He's not just in the spiritual world. He is right inside of you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is that Krishna, understood that Vasudev, the leper, was in pain. And therefore, he suddenly appeared because he is the shelter of those who have no other shelter. Then he embraced Vasudeva, who had experienced immense pain in his life. And upon being embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasudev became as beautiful as a god of love. No? He had a golden body of the Lord. He looked like Cupid, the god of love, who had been burned by the fire which came from Shiva's third eye. So the old body was destroyed, and a new golden body which had come out of the ashes had come. And he said to Chaitanya, this I want to read to you in an original language, "Lokatara tava kripa kripa ne kripalu." Your mercy is really beyond this world. Your mercy is not the normal mercy of people in this world, but you have a transcendental mercy where you don't think who is qualified to receive and who is not qualified to receive. Your world, your mercy is beyond this world. You are merciful to a wretched person who has now attained the best good fortune. My heart was filled with pus, not just my body. Pus means ita. My heart was full of ita, or pus. But you have you deserve to sit in a lotus, but you have come into my heart. And he fell before the Lord and surrendered his life to him. Lord Chaitanya had delivered this person from his karma of having leper. And it said after he had done it, he disappeared like a flash of lightning. The lightning comes, and then it goes also like this. I like this pastime very much because it shows me the two types of love of Lord Chaitanya. Yes, he is mad for Krishna, but he is also interested to deliver and transform the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. I will end this class now by encouraging you to do a little meditation. My dear devotees, there is a verse in the Mahabharata where Lord Chaitanya is prophesied. I will chant this verse in Sanskrit for you and read it to you, then we will meditate about it. Suvanavano himango varangas chandanangadi sanyasa krishama shanto nishta shanti parayana. Lord Chaitanya's form is golden. His limbs appear like molten gold. His beautiful body is adorned with sandalwood paste and flower garlands. He accepts sannyas. He is equanimous and peaceful. And he is the supreme abode of steadfast devotion. So we will meditate about this. And after the meditation, Guru Krishna, we will sing this beautiful song. Yes? So all of you who are having to come and go from the altar, please do this in a very peaceful way. And the rest of us, sit down, sit a little bit straight. Please look around in this temple room to just see how nicely we have decorated it. See the nice guests and devotees who are in here. You are in good company. And slowly gather yourself. You can bring your eyes either just a little before you, seeing a point 1 meter away from you, an imaginary point, or perhaps it is easier for you to just close the eyes. Do a few deep breaths and you breathe in, tell yourself slow. With the luster of molten gold. crouched down to his knees. And he has lotus-like eyes. His nose is more beautiful than a sesame flower. And his face shines like the moon. He is peaceful, self-controlled, and fixed in devotion to Krishna. He is kind upon the devotees. Sing. It is from Vrindavan Das Thakur. But please, while you sing, you can think of Lord Chaitanya's golden complexion, his kind face, and everything.
Oh,
cha vimala bayana kamala vinavridaya saje Chaitanya Nitai Baba Bashanda Nahi Mane Kali Yuga Raga Dala Chaitanya Nita Baba Bashanda Nahi Mane Kali Yuga Raga Dala Chaitanya Nita Papa Pashanda Nahi Mane Kali Yuga Avatara Chaitanya Nitai Papa Pashanda Nahi Mane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Thakur Nityananda Vrindavana Dasa Guna Gane
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Thakur Nityananda Vrindavana Dasa Guna Gane
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Thakur Nityananda Vrindavana Dasa Guna Gane
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Thakur Nityananda Vrindavana Dasa Guna Gane Hare Hare
Krishna, and thank you everyone. I don't know how successful I was to really express what I wished to express. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be understood as a phenomena of love, really. The love between Radha and Krishna, which came here in this world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute that same love which is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always stress three points in his methodology, how to obtain this divine love and how to open up the prison door of our material existence, how to become free from the influence of Maya. The most important was always the chanting of the holy name, but not alone. He said, just like Krishna always comes with the Radha, the chanting has to always come with the Srimad Bhagavatam or the description about Krishna. And the third thing he said is, we should worship Vaishnavas. He said, if you can just worship Vaishnavas and not offend them. It seems to be difficult for Kali Yuga beings to not be offensive, but if you can just be kind to devotees, that is already, in Germany you would say halbe Miete, that's already the most important. So these three things, if you can look at these three things and perhaps commit to them, chanting in the knowing who is Krishna from the scriptures like Bhagavatam, and then be very careful with devotees. Yes, by material calculations, devotees may come from a different culture, they may come from a different, and they may think different things and so on. More and more we will see also that devotees come from different devotional sanghas or associations and so on. Let us not see the differences. Mahaprabhu said, see that they are dear to Krishna and serve them like this. So this is a little bit on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.